hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk.
All right, folks, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 29th of November, 2007, with Kevin Dashty, editor-in-chief and publisher of the monthly magazine, Iranmir. And I'm very pleased to have him here because, folks, I know a little bit of the history of the United States. I know just a small fraction of the history of the Middle East. And particularly Iraq, Iran in modern times. And Kevin, we were talking during the break when he was up in Canada. He had people subscribing to his monthly magazine from all over the world. All over the world. Plus, he would give out free copies to the Iranian people in Canada. And I even had to ask him during the break, what language is this? And he says, it's Persian. Well, I don't read Persian. I don't speak any foreign languages. And I think there's one thing that we've got to understand is the history and the humanity behind this thing and how evil people can pawn off actions against sovereign countries. And let me underscore sovereign here with the right of self-determination and the right of self-defense. We would no more put up with foreign troops in our country occupying our country and doing policing actions in our streets. But we will advocate that at the point of a gun, doing that to other people around the world. And you have to ask yourself the question, why? Well, it is about the power of politics. It is about money. But it is also about a global hegemony as well. The United States stood in the way of the global order. Because we just sent out the wrong signals. We were a nation of self-determination, sovereignty. We had sovereign borders. We had our own laws. We had our own currency. And that doesn't fit well with the global hegemony and what they have planned. Now, superimpose that, what I just said, on the Middle East, and you can see where the problem is. How many people are now living in Iran and Iraq and Israel, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, that region that used to be Persia or Iran, how many people are living there now?
Individually, I have to calculate them, but, you know, like, for example, Iran right now has 70 million.
70 million.
Yeah, and Israel has 3 million. And, you know, we add them up, probably by the time Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Turkey and all that, I would say around something about 500 to 600 million.
So here is 500 to 600 million people spread out over a large geographic area. And we're speaking of people with different dialects and different languages. And I've never known, and what we're being fed here, Kevin, on a daily basis, is that we have to maintain our position in the Middle East, in Iraq, and then going into Iran, because we have to see the mission through. And I keep asking the question, what exactly is the mission?
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein was one of the evil axes of power, right up there with the likes of Pol Pot or Joe Stalin or whomever, Adolf Hitler, it doesn't matter. Name a tyrant in history, and they put him right up there with him. And I look at this, and I'm thinking to myself, who are we to be attacking sovereign nations under false pretenses? And who are we to tell anybody else on this planet that you cannot protect yourself? We wouldn't accept that even on a personal level on our own property here in this country. But there's a lot of people that seem to support this idea that we need to do this to the people of the Middle East. Go figure. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
While I've got Kevin Dashty in studio here, I want to play, and this goes back to the supposed peace conference that started a couple of days in Annapolis. By the way, thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Palestine were protesting this. But I want to play you this clip here, and this was Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss, and this is on the issue of Israel and on the issue of Zionism. And by the way, for the record, Ahmadinejad never said, and let's get this straight, Ahmadinejad never said that he wants Israel wiped off the map. What he said was he wants Zionism wiped off of the map. And that is a very important point. Of course, the mainstream media will never pick that thing up and report it correctly because, well, they, you know as well as I do, what we want to do in the Middle East. And here we go with the... This is about 8 minutes long, so folks, bear with us. This is Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss in Annapolis when this supposed peace conference was going on.
As soon as I can bring it up.
It's taking a while to load. And do me a favor, Mr. Producer, cut that other mic because I want to get rid of that echo. And as soon as this comes up, why are we having a slow day on the internet today? By the way, just a little bit more history about Nutricarty, or Nutricarty, as they call it. Every year, 10,000 Jews in New York City, in full regalia, folks, you know, the black hats, the pigtails, the whole nine yards, it's quite a spectacle. And every year, 10,000 of them fall out in the streets of New York City to protest Israel. It goes against their own Torah conservative beliefs about Israel. They say that Israel was never to be meant as a country, a physical space, until such time as the Messiah came. Okay. Having said that, then why is the news media constantly ignoring them? It's just it's a mystery to me, but I think we can conclude that we know the answers on this deal. I can't bring this thing up. Hold on here a second. Let me see if I've got this thing. You know, the thing does not want to come up now, and this is distressing me. At any rate, we'll wait for the thing to load up here.
Yeah, but I want to mention, John, that you know, when you talk about the democracy and human rights, and as I said, only 500. You got it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me run this clip.
Okay.
Before 1948, he'll tell you how he lived, coexisted with all the Arab neighbors, how they played beside each other's children when they went to Yom Kippur, when the women went to Yom Kippur on the fast day, the Muslim neighbors babysat the children, the most precious objects they gave to them to protect. How could that be if they're our enemies, mortal enemies? Because they're not. It's not a religious conflict. That's a Zionist ploy of accusing everybody of being anti-Semitic. You want peace. You want to have a conference here of peace? Step back and look and read the facts. Not the facts that have been misconstrued by the Zionist propaganda. The facts that are realities. The facts on the ground. How we've been living for hundreds of years in Yemen, in Morocco, in Tunisia, in Palestine, in Egypt. What Arab land have not Jewish people been living together with Muslims without any God? Tell me what ground the Jews have been living with the most full dismantlement of the state of Israel. That we have once again fallen down Jews there for hundreds of years. Why? Because it's not a religious conflict. It's purely in the old state, in the old city of Jerusalem. Movement, the old city. Which is out of the city of Jerusalem. Victory for the Jewish religion of thousands of years. Judaism is spirituality, a religion of compassion when they wait God. When the women went to Yom Kippur 100 years ago, Jews, but the Zionists keep on attacking us. Of course you don't, because you have always living in peace with the Muslims, and we will, with God's help, continue to live with them in peace. We implore the participants in this conference, read, step back, study the history truthfully, and see what the true Jewish voice is of hundreds of thousands of Jews who are still true to their religion, whether they're living in Jerusalem, whether they're living in New York. What do these Jews in Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, hundreds of thousands of Jews who are the most God-fearing in the community, why are they all opposed to the state of Israel? Why is that one Israeli flag in Williamsburg, Brooklyn? These are the most God-fearing religious Jews. Why don't they fly an Israeli flag? They have hospital help. They have Hatzalah, ambulatories, and everything free of charge to help people. The most greatest charitable organizations. Why these compassionate people don't support the state of Israel? Why not?
Because they don't like Israel.
Why not? Because they, the self-hating Jews?
They're trying to build a Jewish state.
Why? Are they fools? Are they fools? The reason is simply because they fear God. I know why. You don't know why, and I know why. Because they're God-fearing. And God forbid us to have a state. We are in exile by God. We're in pre-exile. And we are forbidden to oppress the people. We are forbidden to oppress the Palestinian people and steal their houses. That is what Judaism says. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. We have no right to the rule over the land of Palestine. This is what Judaism says, not what these robbers say. It's what the real Jews say. This is what Zionists are doing. Beating Jews, beating Orthodox Jews. This is what you're having in Jerusalem. Look at our site, www.mkusa.org. They are beating mercilessly Orthodox Jews because they oppose Zionism. Pacifist Jews. Jews who never lifted an arm in their lives. They're put in jail. They're beat mercilessly. Look, this just came out last month. Look what they're doing to the Jewish people. This is what Zionism does to the Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem. This is ongoing. Look! Know the truth of what Zionism is. Ridicule! That is what Zionism does. They ridicule and attack, but they hide the truth. We are divulging the truth. Look what's being done by the Zionist police to the Jewish people. This is Zionism. This is what Zionism does. This is what Zionism does.
That's just about the end of that. I wanted to play that while I had Kevin here because there is a problem, and it is called Zionism. And I've known Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss. I've had him on this program a couple of times. I've met him in person. I've talked with him. I know what his organization is about. I know what they're trying to do. And I just wanted to illustrate this before the break, that here in the United States, through the controlled medias, that they're painting Iran, and specifically Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad right now, as being anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli. And that could not be further from the truth. He is anti-Zionism, just as these Jews, the rabbi that you just heard, with many people, many Jews around the world, that they know that they can stop anti-Semitism if they can get rid of the political arm that does not represent Judaism, and that is Zionism. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back right now, 3 minutes from now, with Kevin Dashty. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back with Kevin Dashty. And during the break, I mean, you just rattled off here a lot of information about Iran. If you would, Kevin, just do a recap of what you just said.
Sure. When you were playing this clip, I said that the current president of Israel is Iranian. He was born in Iran. He's raised there. And he just probably 20 years ago, he moved to Israel, and now he's a president. And how come a country claim that, you know, Iranians are against it? I was telling you that about 2,000 years history, the modern history of Iran, Iran is one of the countries that has a vast variety of the religion, race, nationalities. We have Kurds, we have Arabs, we have Baluchis, we have Gilak, we have tons of Turks, we have everybody in a geographical borders of Iran.
Living. You said 74 different.
We have 44 religions.
44 religions.
Religions. And we have probably altogether about 70 languages and dialects. Mazandarani, Gilani, Tehrani, Arabs, Kurdish, Baluchis, all kinds of different. These people were living together for many years. I'm not talking about 100 years, 2,000 years. There was no civil war in Iran history. There is no civil war. All is from attacks from outside of Iran. Anybody claim that they want a part of Iran or they like the richness of the country they came in. So even Jews, most probably the business people in Iran, everybody knows that they are Jews. They have money, they have power, they have control on their businesses, and they call bazaar. It's the market and in the industry. So, but beside that, also this country, as I was you know, pointing out that about 25 or 33,000 years ago, Iranian was who produced the first kind of a silver touching, you know, monies, and they brought this system of the money to trade for the works, to trade for the jobs, to trade for the household purchases. And we were who the first produced, introduced the post system. At that time, about 3,200 years ago, it's called chapar. In Iranian, we call them a chapar. Chapar means that the person who sits in the horse and delivers the messages from one point to the next. I'm talking about 3,000 years ago that we had a post system.
Yeah, we renamed that here in this country. We called it the Pony Express.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then we go on, you know, we have a lot of noble people in Iran, like Omar Khayyam. He is very famous in mathematics and, you know, algebra. He invented, actually, these things. We have Sina, we have Ferdowsi, we have a lot of noble people in Iran that participated in the civilization of the global civilization that everybody benefits from, who invented the alcohol, for example, Razi in Iran. And so, but as I said, in every country, there are dark moments as well. A 25 or 36 years of a governing of the revolutionary Khomeini in Iran is compared to the 5,000 year history is nothing. It's just a blink of an eye. These people one day will go away eventually. But what happened is that the trust and the people, Iranian people, see who are their friends during this time. When we're talking about democracy, I want to read you some of the statistics that is in, for example, this one, published by the WHO, which is a World Health Organization.
Right.
And it says that right now, about 6 billion people living on Earth, there are 3.5 million they don't have a medical assistant, medical access to medical facilities.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they're, like, for example, in Bangladesh, there is every 15,000 people have one doctor. In Ethiopia, every 70,000 people have one doctor. In even in Russia, is even worse. In some other countries are the same thing. And there are, these statistics shows that how many kids dying every day, how many children are, you know, losing their sight because not having enough nutrition. And I think that as a modern elite of the kind of global society, if we think that the democracy is something that everybody should enjoy having, why not we go them as a peace missions? We show them that what is the reality of democracy and a freedom and the empowering and enriching a society is. During this year, the last couple of years in Iraq, as you mentioned, 1 million people dead. These people have families. These people have a feeling about their families, what they think. That American thousands, 7,000 miles away, they came here, first of all, claiming that our power, you know, the government has biochemical weapons, and now we found nothing, and then suddenly, even the death of the Saddam was the number one enemy for Iranian. We should be first who seek for the justice. But the way he was hanged, that was the worst thing in human rights moment. I recall when the Colorado things happened, that Timothy McVeigh, he blew up that federal building. Mm. They did not pursue his justice in Colorado or Oklahoma. They took him in some other state because of influence they might have, the judge might have, the jury might have.
Right.
How come Saddam, I'm not protecting Saddam, I'm seeing it as a point of the human rights.
So
he
that,
could be in Geneva, have an attorney, and then he could express his feeling. He could say how he was a good man during the Iran-Iraq war, that he was supported by United States, England, and France. And now suddenly he became the worst.
That's the one thing that they could not let him say. Because what I said should have happened during the trial of Saddam Hussein was that it should have been shown in its entirety. They should have had an interpreter in there for the French and English and everything else. And let us see what a criminal this guy was. We weren't allowed to see anything here in the United States about that trial.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein most assuredly would have said that I had assistance and help from the United States government. Even the guy that used to be running the Pentagon was guilty of arming these people with weapons. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Programming notes here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. There's so much to say and so little time to say it. What we're doing here, we're revamping the lineup here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And some of the hosts that will be replaced, they are going to be put on hiatus. We're going to put up another bird next year, and these people will be brought back. So don't anybody panic out there. And also, we've exceeded our 100 megs of bandwidth here, and we've bumped it up to 500 megs. That's how fast this is growing. In an inordinate number of people, they're downloading off of the archives. So to keep streaming up, to keep the archives up, to keep the website up, we're bumping that from 100 megs to 500 megs. So we will not have program interrupt us at any time here in the future. One other thing that I wanted to bring up here, Kevin, I am looking at a UK newspaper, and off of the site www.palestine-info.co.uk, I showed you this picture. While this thing is going on in Annapolis, supposedly what George Bush wants to do, and this is tantamount to the, I guess, to the devil holding communion for you Catholics out there. I can't think of anything else to say. But just to show you how controlled the medias are in this country, while George Bush is going to spend his lame duck presidency, the last year of it, supposedly hammering out a peace between the Palestinians and Israelis. That piece that I played you from Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss, he was in Annapolis the other day when this peace conference, supposed peace conference, was taking place. What was happening, okay, in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip? And I brought this up, and I had to blink my eyes twice. Hundreds of thousands of people were in the streets demonstrating against this so-called Annapolis Peace Conference. And I'll read you the story verbatim. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian citizens demonstrated in the Gaza streets on Tuesday in condemnation of the Annapolis Conference, affirming their adherence to the Palestinian legal rights and vowing not to compromise them at all cost. The huge number of Palestinian masses also declared allegiance to the covenant and fulfillment document that was signed by Hamas legislators a couple of days ago. And this is what it says in part. We pledge before the Almighty Allah and before our people that we will never accept any solution to the Palestinian issue unless all the occupied Palestinian lands are liberated. In other words, folks, give us the land back and then we'll talk. And the Palestinian refugees are returned to their homelands in the 1948 occupied lands, as we will never concede or bargain any part of Jerusalem and its Muslim and Christian holy shrines, landmarks, and real estate, the masses asserted as they reiterated the document. Now, in its session a couple of days ago, the PLC enacted three laws, including a law affirming the right of return of millions of Palestinian refugees to their homelands, a law prohibiting compromising occupying or occupied Jerusalem or any of its holy shrines, and a law sanctioning the legitimate Palestinian resistance against Israeli occupation. And just as an add to this, for his part, senior Hamas political leader, Dr. Mahmoud al-Zahir, underscored that Palestinian constants are neither changed nor replaced, asserting that a huge rally serves as a clear message, a popular referendum to all the participating parties in the conference, that the Palestinian people aren't ready to concede a bit of their legal rights and national constants. Now, the reason I bring that up is to demonstrate to you folks how controlled this media really is. Probably one of the largest demonstrations I've seen in the last 25 years just conveniently was left out of the headlines here in the United States. You had to go to a UK paper, folks, to even get a picture of this. Kevin, I am sick.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We have the same issue with our community. Sometimes when the in Iranian calendar, because we have a different calendar, 1367 to 1380 in Iranian calendars, almost 4,000 students were executed in Iranian prisons, and none of the media mentioned nothing about it. And you would hear this on a personal emails or something like, you know, private internet stations or things like that. And that's not the only the concern that, you know, you're raising. I understand the situation.
When were these 4,000 students put to death?
In a Khomeini's regime. In Khomeini's regime. And what I'm telling you that some other statistics, for example, this right now I'm reading is from the Strategic Studies in London. He says that about from 1960 to 1990, almost 100 military coups happened in Africa and in Latin America. You know, the government has been exchanged by force. And out of this, one-third of these people that who claim these military coups and exchange, they were raised and also they were trained in the American universities. And also it shows that between the World War II, the end of the World War II, 16 million people have been killed, which 9 million of them are civilians. And then $400 billion as a part of the, you know, the war material has been sold to the third countries, and versus to respond to that, only $25 billion has been supported as a financial aid to the same countries.
So arms is better than financial.
Of course, yeah. And at the same time, it talks that since World War II, the establishment of Israel, 20 times United States vetoed the point, the idea of a country to become a Palestine. United States vetoed this idea. That means when you have a power, six countries, they can veto anything in United Nations organizations. And 20 times this issue was brought up, and U.S. denied all 20 times, and in a favor of the Israel. First of all, as you said, there are 6,000 miles away those people are from here. Palestinians were living there. I'm not against Israel or Palestine, but what I'm saying it should be fair. It looks like that some people suddenly come from Canada and occupy part of territory of California,
right.
And they claim that, okay, this is my homeland, I want to stay here, do whatever you want to do. And then, for example, Russia or Mexico help them out with the best sophisticated weapons in the world, and what are you going to do?
Yeah. See, I want to make this clear, and I've said this before, so just in case anybody out there forgot, somebody had called me on the program one day and says, well, what are you going to do with the millions of people in Israel? I said, what are you asking me what I'm going to do? I said, I don't want to do anything with them. They now have an established country, but we're having problems out of their government, and we've had problems out of the Israeli government ever since the country was founded. And as I look at this, I mean, if you ask any Palestinian right now, in occupied Palestine or not, they will say the same thing about Israel. Well, what do you want to do with Israel? We just want them to go home. We want our lands that they're occupying now in Palestine. We want them out of here. We want our sovereignty back. We want to have our full rights back. We don't want to have these settlements that are Israeli settlements inside of Palestine. You have your own country. Please, we want to live in peace. Pick up your stuff and go home. This is all that they are saying.
Yeah, there's also a definition, of a terrorism. You know, when you try to use a gun and threaten somebody's life, that's called, in English term, at least. So this kind of, or somebody go and take a hostage of a plane is a terrorism act.
Right.
You try to threaten people's life, personal life. But what about in a larger scale when somebody occupy your country? Why this is not called terrorism?
Well, because it's officially government sanctioned, and those people make the rules. That would be my short explanation of this. It is not impossible, and the reason I'm leaning on this subject so hard, Kevin, is because I know what the government is up to, and I know what this government has plans for in the Middle East. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric coming out about troop drawdowns. Now they're claiming because of their surge in September that the deaths of U.S. soldiers are down in Iraq. Well, it may be true maybe that the violence has gone down a little bit, but we've also had U.S. troops over there that are no longer patrolling and doing house-to-house searches and seizures. They are just standing around over there now. They're not engaging anybody. They're not killing anybody. That's Blackwater that's still continuing that operation. And we have 100,000 of the paid mercenaries over there that are outside of Geneva Convention, that are outside any military justice laws, that are outside of anything. They are operating as mercenaries throughout history always have. You tell me what my target is, you tell me what my mission is, you put the shekels in my pocket, I go do the job. And this is unfortunate. And the reason, Kevin, and I'm leaning so hard on this subject is because the Middle East is getting ready to pop wide open. And I don't know what they're thinking about here. We've already lost I call it Desert Storm Part 1 and Desert Storm Part 2, or Desert Dust. With the two forays between Senior Bush and Junior Bush here, there have been over 70,000 American troops killed. They're still reiterating that it's 3,800. There's 3,800. They will not give. They will not even attempt to even lie about how many Iraqis and Afghanis are dead. They won't even try that. But the important part here is, because of the CIA's involvement, because of the United States government's involvement, and we can trace this back without a doubt, folks. We're not into conspiracy theories. We're just into conspiracy fact here. That they're trying desperately to take factions of the governments over there and the more, the more radical factions. And I don't know what radicalism it is anymore when you witness the death of hundreds of thousands of your countrymen and you're powerless to stop them. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Folks, if we had, say, Russia or China in this country right now killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, what do you think we would be doing? Think about that one, you know, while we're having this discussion. But the drawdown, they talk about drawing the troops down. They have absolutely no intention whatsoever of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. They've got 12 major bases in Iraq right now and plans for more expansion. Did we forget in this country that the supposed hijackers on September 11, 2001 didn't come from Iraq, they didn't come from Iran, they didn't come from Afghanistan? These were Saudi Arabians, and which, by the way, Kevin, in case you missed this, out of the 19 hijackers, they supposedly all died on these terrorist events on September 11th. 9 of them are alive and well on planet Earth. So here again, we have another military-type and CIA psyops going on, but they're not going to stop with this. They're in too deep right now in the Middle East, and from what I heard from these Republican debates last night, that we're going to see the mission through. What in the hell is the mission, folks? What is the mission? To bring democracy, to topple more governments in the Middle East, to make enemies out of former friends or people that we can talk with? What is the mission in the Middle East? This is something that's
been... since 1979 that the revolution in Iran, imagine, you know, as you said, the United States lost how many friends, how many interests, and with what cost, you know? That these in Iran, after when the Shah was in Iran, the Iran and the United States has a trade. Every year, the trade, you know, commercial trade between these two countries was over $30 billion. And all the losses. Of course, from the other side, Iran bought a lot of military gadgets indirectly, even from Israel, mm-hmm. even from United States, because F-14s were made in the United States, and Iran need parts for it. Where he could get it, not from South Korea or England, directly from United States. And all these years, Iran paid trillions of dollars to get the parts for F-14s, the guns made in United States, the choppers, all this stuff. And now suddenly, you know, when the political winds swifts, and now they become the vicious and the devil people in the world, and they need to be swapped away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think your radio is doing a very great job educating people and telling them that, you know, some of the background, some of the foreground, some of the things in the forecast, and I believe you need to be somehow also supported, because I felt that my personal level too, you know, when you talk politically, when you talk something that doesn't need to be said in a general public, when you don't have that much of a friends in hands, there are people that they should feel their obligation to assist, because the regular voices that such, you know, artist or actor was at that dinner, or he's wearing this, or he had a surgery on his hands or something, this has been said everywhere. The things that is not being said, as I said, is the thing that you and probably from, you know, your fellow counterparts or people that help you out, they needs to be sought and need to be helped. And this is something that the human being at all, in a complex, in general terms, need. Otherwise, the regular entertainment news, they can find anywhere all over the internet.
There's many forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
News should not be one of them. And that's what they've done here. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, the thought just struck me as we were talking here. You know, I've always wanted to interview Ahmadinejad because he's never gotten a fair shake from any U.S. media. The last interview that I saw was from 60 Minutes. I think it was Mike Wallace that did it.
Yeah.
And it was almost laughable. And Ahmadinejad is cultured and educated enough. The guy never loses his cool, never does. But what I would like to do, when was the last time you were back to Iran?
Unfortunately, a long time.
Long time.
28 years.
Really? Would you be opposed to making a trip back to Iran, next year?
No, everybody likes to go back. I went to school there. I have my family there. I have 6 brothers. They live there. I love to go back there. But unfortunately, the situation is that I can't right now. But Everybody loves their homeland. You know, it's my heritage is there. I'm more comfortable talking to my friends, my classmates, my cousins, my niece, you know, everybody. But since I flew and I left Iran, I was always in different countries trying to survive and also expressing my views and the things that I think the same way as you are. But not, unfortunately, a lot percentages I was not very well accepted because I was digging too deep about the things. How come in Iran, for example, you say, you know, down with Israel, and then you buy trillions of dollars of things from them, you know? And or you say the same thing with United States, and then you buy a lot of back things from him. Sure. You had almost $30 billion investment, as you said, in the United States, and that because of the stupid hostage taking and all this money gone. Yeah. It need to be explained.
Yeah.
So,
By the way, just for the record, when when Khomeini took the hostages, there wasn't one of those hostages that was harmed, and every one of them was returned under the Reagan administration. All right. We'll take the break. Short segment coming back on the National Intel Report. We'll wrap this up with Kevin Dashti, and I'm sure that we'll have Kevin back on the program again. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Yeah, by the way, folks, and of course the story comes out that Iran has now got the capability of launching missiles 1,200 miles Okay, so the only thing left to do is, of course, to put nuclear warheads or nuclear tips on those missiles, and there's your justification for going into Iran. Kevin, we have just a few minutes left, and I know we've covered a lot of different things, and I know we've just barely scratched the surface, but in the last remaining minutes, the microphone is yours, parting shot, as we call it.
Yeah. Thank you very much again, John. I appreciate it for the time and the for invitation. There are, as you said, a lot of things need to be said. But I believe if we combine the forces, combine the knowledges, combine our energy and the sources, to live in harmony in the globe is much better than to fight. Iran is a very rich country. There is no doubt about it. It survived thousands of years, and it will survive. The same thing with maybe the other countries. But what I'm saying is that what is going to be the best? That, for example, if you want to have, you was just saying that interviewing with Ahmadinejad or anybody, what would be nice that you could travel freely to the other part of the world and do whatever business you want to do and come back home safe. The same thing with the Iranian. That we like to go back there and visit the families. I went to school there. I have friends, families, my mom, my brothers, my sister. Everybody is there.
Your mom is still alive. When was the last time you saw her?
28 years ago.
28 years
ago. Yeah, since I left the country, 1981. So this, we don't want these things, you know, happens. But of course, at the beginning, as I said, on the revolution, there are some documentaries that how Mr. Carter assisted Khomeini to Rouges Kurdistan in Paris and to establish him in Iran to get to the point that probably he wished or he knew is going to happen. But see what we got at the end. Osama bin Laden and this and that in Afghanistan and all these countries as living in a miserable life every day. You can't go to work. Suddenly a bomb may blow up, you know. This is a fear. That the democracy is good, but when there is no potential economic background, the democracy is worthless.
Right.
Well, you can have the best magazine in the world published in your neighborhood, but when you don't have a food for your child, when he's sick, you don't have a medicine, when this is useless.
Right.
That's what I believe. If we have a power, if we are, which United States is a big country with the power, with the money, with the everything, why not enrich hands in friendship with all the countries?
That is exactly, there's a guy running for president. I don't know if you've heard this guy's name before, but there's a guy running for president of this country. His name is Ron Paul. And that is exactly what he has been saying, that we don't need to be occupying. We're occupying 130 different countries right now around the globe. Our military is stretched beyond belief. We have been doing things and policing. We've been the world's police force. We've been meddling in other people's affairs for the past 100 years. And that has to stop. For no other reason of people in Washington, D.C. to understand one thing. We can't afford it. And we can't afford the blowback of meddling with other countries. And the American people, they don't understand what death and destruction is because they have not seen it. Not on the scale.
That's right.
What
we lived in fear every day. 9 meters of the, you know, the missiles were
right.
Hitting on the ground and killing hundreds of students and their body, their legs, their hands on the street. This is terrible, you know. I lived there in that terror. I know. I'm hope that we'll settle. Thank you very much for
Kevin,
having me here.
Kevin Dashty, his Iran Mir Monthly Magazine. Do you want to give a contact number for you? People want to contact you?
I just like to get the email, k-at-yahoo.com. So that way I'm more comfortable to responding all of them.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, folks. Tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. With